Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my gorgeous gigglers / you're all basically my bridesmaids at this point.
No, literally. People were like, she didn't have a wedding party. She had a wedding party of 5 million women.
Okay, let's start with who I have a bone to pick with. It rhymes with Sierra Miller. She couldn't make it to defend herself today. However,
we didn't invite her.
We didn't invite her. She's been uninvited. Sierra, former friend of the pod.
I will just say that Kendall Jenner walked so that Sierra could run.
Sprint. She's a runner. She's a track star.
But here's the thing. Like, it's so hard to ever be mad at Sierra. Like, I was steaming her dress for her, and I was giggling because I was like, oh my God, I can't wait to see her wear this at a wedding.
Sierra does not have a mean bone in her body, but it was just so funny because Paige and I were having all these inside jokes where Paige was literally sending me thong dresses, being like, what if I wore this? What if I wore this? Like, one of your dresses only covered one side of your body. Like, one full nipple was out, and I was laughing. I want everyone to look really hot at the wedding, so
no,
I'm just kidding.
It actually was perfect.
It was perfect.
It was so her.
Also, I do have to say, Sierra brought it on the dance floor.
Yeah, she did.
And my friend Maurice truly killed it at the dance floor. Even during our first dance, it was Alicia Keys, and Sierra was like, yeah! I like wasn't paying attention to dance because I was like cheering with you guys.
Your wedding was not like a wedding. Like, it was like the ultimate.
It was a cult.
No, it literally was a cult because it was like the ultimate hype party. Like, I don't know. I've just never felt the way I felt at your wedding ever at a wedding before. Like, usually, like, you sit there and you listen to the speeches and you clap and you're like, that was so lovely. I laughed out loud. I feel like you giving your speech, Des giving his speech, iconic. Like, I was like, literally mental note, I'm giving a speech at my own wedding. That is the main character energy.
So
that
funny, that's
must
an
be
Irish
had.
Thing. That's an, he was like, so when do you want to give our speeches? And I was like, our speeches? I thought I just had to like repeat what the like officiant says. And he's like, no, you have to give a speech. And
it
then I
perfect.
Started getting nervous because Des killed. Let's just say Des went
killed.
Up. Murdered. And he's high energy. They call him the electric shamrock for a reason. He's like getting a lot of laughs for a minute. And then I'm looking at my phone. He makes fun of me. He's like, Hannah's checking her phone because she's getting ready for her speech. I'm like, I can't bomb after that.
That was so perfect. So perfect. And then your mom and your dad's speech were so sentimental, but still also funny. Like, your mom was very funny.
My agent texts me and goes, do I need to give your mom an hour?
Seriously?
If my mom gets a Netflix special before me, I'm going to be like, her and Sierra will be on my shit list. Like, I can't.
It was so good. Then his brother gave a very lovely speech. Mm-hmm. And then
his cousin.
Yeah. She gave a lovely speech.
And she's like eloquent and smart.
She was, yes, she nice. Was like class.
Wow. Welcome to the wedding episode. I feel like I've been planning it with you guys forever. And at first, Des and I are like, let's keep it kind of private. And I was like, no. I have a lot of bridesmaids.
No.
So Paige, I know that Paige is very intuitive. And she doesn't do it very often. But every now and then, she'll take her long-ass pointy finger and say something to me that will shake you to the core. And while we were getting ready, she looked at me and she goes, you're getting pregnant on your wedding night.
I just felt it. I just, and I didn't, it was one of those moments when I have those moments, I actually, you know, like when you think something in your head and then there's like that 1 second and then you say it. When I have those moments, I don't, it just comes out. Mm-hmm. And like as it's coming out, I'm like, I didn't even think
this.
Yeah,
it was definitely out of context. We were not talking, we're talking about Pernell Vodka or something. Yeah, like it just, and you were like, you're getting pregnant on your wedding night. And I go, okay, way to ruin the fucking mood. No, and I laughed. We laughed at the time we laughed, but deep down I was like, that bitch is right.
Yeah.
So we go to the after party, we're having fun, and people always say we don't have sex on our wedding night. Like, no one has sex on their wedding night.
Which I think is so odd.
I think it's because you're so tired and drunk, and if you get home late. But, like, TMI, and I... Look at me pretending I'm like an innocent virgin.
When have you? Yeah. Oh my God. She's married for 48 hours.
Vulva warning. Des pulls me off the bar at 2 a.m. because I would have been there the whole night with on the bar being stupid. And he was like, we got to go. And we get home and we consummate the marriage. And I wake up and TMI, I have my period. And I'm not supposed to have my period. And I was like, that's weird. I go check my birth control. I'm like, am I supposed to have my period? No, it's Friday and you haven't taken your pill since Monday. So your body
is
confused.
Confused.
And then I go to my Flow app, which I rarely use. And it says, it has a little circle like, this is your prime time ovulation moment.
Hannah.
And then I thought of you and I said, this motherfucking bitch. I did one thing to her nails, and now she's trying to make me a child bride mother. So I look at Des, and I'm just straight up, because you have to have these conversations. I said, do you want a baby right now?
He's like, we just got married 5 hours ago.
He was cute. He waited a second. He's like, you don't want a baby right now. You want to travel a little. And I'm like, honestly, I'm tired. But I'm like, and you're exhausted. Look at you. Yeah. But I made a decision based on, as a woman,
yep,
who can do whatever she wants with her body.
Absolutely.
And I said, we're going to CVS, big dog. Okay, I haven't gotten Plan B since college. YOLO. Also, the wedding's not over. We have to go to our like next day brunch, which I'll talk about.
Wait, as you're texting me like what the situation is, like in my head, I'm like, what are we gonna do? And then I was like, wait, I'm probably not involved in the decision making here of like, are we gonna have it? Like, or are we gonna take pill? Like, what? And Craig was like, you probably don't have to be stressed out about this. I was like, but I am. Like, am I ready to be an aunt?
You know, you text me and you go, I'm not mentally prepared for aunt responsibilities yet, so we're going to have to postpone. No, you're never really ready.
Yeah, I was like, but am I ever really going to be ready to be the cool aunt? Like, you know, maybe I should just take this in stride.
I also, last second, was like, Paige, do you want to do a speech? And you were like, Hannah, I needed weeks to prepare for this moment.
I couldn't just get up there and wing it, although like I did have something prepared. Just in case.
I know,
also because everyone that gave a speech crushed.
Yeah,
and like
you would have crushed too. Yeah, you would have been nervous, but you would have crushed.
But they had practiced. It was, I couldn't.
So we go to CVS. No, I go to CVS. He went to get coffee. Not supportive. Do you understand getting Plan B is basically, I was like, where's the Plan B?
It's on the shelves.
it's on the shelves in a glass container.
Yeah.
So you basically have to tell someone like, hey, can you open this plan B? And they're like, you want me to open the plan B for you? And I'm like, yes, can you open the plan B? And it, they're like, it's this whole fucking process. They have to get, they have to ask everyone to get the key, for the key.
And you're and just like, does no one have the key on that?
I guess because people steal it all the time. It's $50.
It's very uncomfortable.
It's expensive. It's uncomfortable.
But I remember in high school, mom, don't listen. In high school, you couldn't get it. You had to go to the actual pharmacy and you had to be 17.
Oh, that's fucked up.
Which is so interesting that like now they're just like, it's next to like the Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is next. It's next to the like lube.
Yeah, they're like,
they call it family planning. It should be called family unplanning.
Wait, I always think that's so funny in like CVS's with like, I'm like, I'm buying tampons. I'm not in the family planning aisle. Like, get the fuck out of here.
But I remember when I was younger being so awkward about like tampons and all that shit. And now I'm like, throw in the supers. So I got it. And then I'm walking out of CVS and a car starts honking. And I'm like, is this like a giggler or like a Summer House fan or fucking Page Six? Like seeing me outside of CVS holding this. And it's Becca. And she's like, what are you doing in there? And I was like, oh my God. And she took a picture of me with my plan B.
Which has gone viral, I feel like. That picture is all over every group chat. I actually am going to like make that our group chat photo.
The social media posting during your wedding is very interesting because like, part of us wanted to be classy and be like, you know, let's have this moment just for us.
Yeah.
But then I was sitting there with my plan B and I said, this is, we have to create content out of this moment.
It was the most perfect ending to your wedding weekend. Like, I couldn't think of something more just like genuine and real and just like such a...
I'm just like such a relatable bride.
Lovely you know? Moment. Like, yeah.
Well, I didn't do anal.
Aw.
Which, between me and you and everyone listening, I am scared and not ready because my butthole is just a sensitive little flower.
I don't think I'll ever be ready.
It's just because I don't. You have to like not eat Mexican for like 5 days.
Yeah, and that's
I'm
like,
about to eat Mexican in 20 minutes.
That's impossible for you. It's, some things are for us and some things aren't. And anal just happens to be one of those things that isn't for us.
Yeah, and like not that it can't be pleasurable, but I don't know. You have to keep something over his head, you know?
Yeah. Forever.
Like me trying to play hard to get after my wedding. We had a rehearsal dinner the night before, which was really nice and fun. A lot of Italian food. And it was good for some family that hadn't met from like overseas to meet then instead of like at the wedding. Because the wedding, you know, we're blacking out. We're not doing small talk.
I drank whiskey sours the entire wedding, and I've never had a whiskey sour in my life.
Wait, what made you get a... Who told you to get a whiskey sour?
So someone had a drink on the bar, and I said, oh my God, that looks so good. And someone... I have no idea who these people were involved in this conversation. And someone goes, oh, I think it's a whiskey sour. And the guy goes, no, it's actually a spicy margarita. And so then, like, I lost all brain control and I just ordered a whiskey sour because it was the first thing I heard. Looked nothing like the drink I was originally looking at. Mm-mm. And so then I just started drinking them. And I'm in the mindset of, like, if you're drinking one type of liquor, you can't just automatically switch. So I was like, whiskey sours for the rest of the night. Let me tell you, I think I drink whiskey sours now.
What is the taste? How would you describe it?
not a clue. Not an actual clue.
I feel like I've had it before and I think I really like it, but you kind of forget and then you also feel weird ordering it, but I kind of love it because it's not your aesthetic.
It's not my vibe or my aesthetic, but I had so much fun. I loved every second of it.
We have no organization to this episode clearly because the memories are hitting us in random times. For the gigglers, we said we were going to do it and we did it. It came time for the bouquet toss. I put on Who's That Girl by Eve.
We almost forgot. Am I having a brain aneurysm? We almost forgot to do the bouquet toss.
We almost forgot. So basically, when you're getting married, the night moves so fast because that you're needed for everything and you feel like it's just like very performative all the time until like the after party and then you really... do can like
relax.
But
yeah.
Yeah. They were like, Hannah's bouquet time. And then the song came on and I was like searching for you in the sea of people. Sierra with her long ass arms are flailing. And I'm like, not today, Sierra.
Literally sweet, sweet, lovely Raquel was standing next to me. And I go, you better watch the fuck out. And she was so taken aback. I was like, I mean, I'm not kidding.
So I kind of want to take in Raquel and turn her into a New York bitch.
I would love Raquel, that.
Because she comes up to me and she's the sweetest honeycomb of a human.
No, literally the nicest person I think I've ever talked to.
The nicest human. And it was making me uncomfortable.
No, I was uncomfy. I was like, are you really this nice? She came over and gave me my, you know, like the little cards that you had where everyone's table was. Mm-hmm. I like had mine and then I lost it during cocktail hour. Wait, also we have to talk about cocktail hour. And then like as I sat down at my table, because I remembered what number table, she brought it over to me and she was like, I didn't want you to forget these because they're so pretty. She brought me Craig and I's. And I looked at her and I was like, that was so nice. But I'm blacked out and I'm absolutely going to forget this at the
You're
table.
You're like, I'm about to lose this in 2 minutes.
Thank you.
And now I'm remembering I was kind of drunk, but I was joking with her. I was like, welcome to New York. Like, next time you fight with Lala, we're going to give you some hands, okay? You got to use the hands when you fight. You got to get your nails a little longer, okay? We got to give you a little bit of an attitude. And she was just like laughing hysterically.
Your cocktail hour was...
I missed it. I wasn't there.
I know.
What? Tell me, what was it?
It was amazing. I think that like the key to a good wedding is one, the music, and two, the cocktail hour. If you don't get sufficiently drunk at the cocktail hour, the rest of the wedding is almost like you're like, okay, when are we getting a drink? When, like, whatever. Your cocktail hour was superb. The food was amazing. I really only had the cheese and crackers because I was like downing whiskey sours. The vibe was so good. It was laid out perfectly. Like, it
I
was
know the vibe
great.
Was good because I was walking by the side of it. We like had to take some photos and I saw Brock talking to a random like older friend from the golf club in West Hampton. And I was like, what could they possibly be talking about? And that made me so happy. But I think everyone's already bonded over like two people we know are happy. So like the random conversations, Craig was talking to everyone.
I literally, every time I looked for Craig, I think he like found the oldest people at the wedding and was having like full combos with them. I was like, you don't know them. He was like, they're really nice people.
Speaking of older people, my nana tried to bring three men home. And I think she did.
Nana
my
was
papa was supportive.
Nana was a trip.
She's like, she was flirting with Nima. Not Nima was flirting with her.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. Nima was flirting with Nana.
Besides Nana, do we ship Raquel and Nima?
I think they're perfect. Aesthetically, so pleasing to look at. They were at the table across from us, and I was like, what a good-looking table that table is.
But also, I think, I'm just going into Bravo drama, but I think I want Raquel to have some time to like be free of men, to decenter men from her life.
Yeah, we love
that. Was the theme
men.
Of my wedding, decentering men from your life.
Everyone's DMing me and was like, was Dez there? And I was like, not about
okay,
him.
Let me fucking explain.
I was like, it's not about
so
him.
Got a bunch of photos and you have like all the photos getting ready. Then you have the photos from the ceremony, the photos from the party, and the photos from like the after party. And I only got a couple. And I really liked the getting ready photo. So in my head, I go, I'm posting the getting ready photos first. Also, Des fell asleep at 8 p.m. as he does. And I was 10 o'clock twiddling my thumbs. And I said, I don't want to post a photo that we haven't, you know, approved together.
Yeah.
He wakes me up in the morning. He goes, you don't fucking post a photo with me. And I got like, okay, I don't want to do so. I don't want to post on social media.
It's how you have your cake and eat it too. She got married and she still didn't grid post him.
Some girl on TikTok was like, wait, you're married? You always gave me like single funny dating vibes. And I go, yeah, it's my brand and I'm sticking to it.
No, it was honestly the best wedding. I don't remember what we had for dinner, but I know that it was chic and they came over and asked us like, what do you want? And I was like, whatever, I don't care. I was like, another whiskey sour.
What was the aesthetic of it? How would you describe it? And was it what you envisioned?
Okay.
Do you remember the aesthetic?
Yeah, it was like disco ball. Hamptons, Hamptons beach, vibe, dolphin. Beach, yes.
Garden.
It's so, yes. It was so much better, because that's a lot of things. And it was so much yes. better in person than what I was picturing in my head. I was like, how are we going to have like tall ferns and like disco balls? Like, how is that going to look good together? And it was perfect. Also,
what?
I don't think that you're getting complimented enough on the tablescapes.
I didn't really post the tablescapes, but I think I will. I'll post tonight. They looked more about the really good.
And also, you were a very chill bride. An exceptionally chill bride.
Thank you.
You were like, yeah, come over.
I told the like wedding planner, Amanda Savory and her team are so spectacular. I highly recommend you use her if you're in New York. She'll obviously travel other places. She was the one who heard I was going to have a garage wedding and DM me. And she's like, I'm a giggler. And I see your vision. I understand you. She elevated it.
And we were yes, thank you, because no one else sees the vision.
You're the only one that's messaged me that. Thank you. There was so much room for error because I gave them so much. I was very loose with it. Like, they could have fucked it all up. I basically told them I wanted disco, Tulum, garden, dolphin, Hamptons theme wedding, but minimalist.
Like, are you okay?
But did they not nail it?
Nailed it.
She was like, oh, 100%, I got it. The after party, we went to John Scott's beach bar, and like only a small percentage of people were there, but we ended up on the bar. Haley was, Ja Rule came on, and Sierra, me and Haley lost our damn minds. The rest of the bar got pretty uncomfortable.
Haley broke out into song every 15 minutes when we were getting ready.
You know, everyone needs that one friend that is a living musical. And if you're in a good mood, it's great.
She is literally a living musical. Craig described her and it was so perfectly spot on. He was like, I don't know like what you remind me of, but it's like a Disney princess. But he was like, but I mean that in like a very he was like, because Disney. You're so bubbly, but like you're singing sometimes, and like you are so nice, and like it's just like
she's a Disney princess who accidentally ate a weed brownie and just going with it.
Oh my god, you just nailed it.
Like, she didn't ask for it, but it happened, and she's flowing.
Like, she took an edible. She thought it was a gummy bear, and now she's just, like, in a fairy tale on her own, like, in a field.
Also, I like talking about my friends on Giggly Squad, because then they get harassed by their friends who listen to Giggly Squad, being like, Hannah and Paige talked about you for 10 minutes, calling you a high Disney princess, so figure that out. The ceremony went so fast for me. We did it on the beach, and I decided to wear my shoes. I'll post them, guys. Etsy Jimmy Choo knockoffs, like pearls. They were comfortable.
Your dress was stunning. It fit you like an absolute glove.
Oh,
and
yeah, I
didn't
surprised
even
you.
Notice when you did your dress change until like 15 minutes after you did it.
Because you were drunk.
Right.
Yeah. No, I had to bother you. I was literally,
You were like, hello,
change of dress.
I changed my dress.
So one thing about wedding dresses no one talks about is that wedding dresses are uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't know if mine wasn't expensive enough. Like, maybe expensive ones are comfortable, but I haven't heard anyone ever say it's comfortable.
Yeah.
You can't sit. You can't dance. You're sucking in. The whole day I'm trying to not get bloated, but I realize everything could possibly bloat me. So that was like my own war I was having in my own head. Yeah, my own personal problems. Yeah. I don't want to put it on the gigglers.
Yeah, you don't need to burden us with your bloat.
So when I was able to take off my dress, I got this, I don't know what it was, but it was a sleeveless, so comfortable, form-fitting dress with Amazon sheer gloves. And I walked out and I'm like, where's Paige? Couldn't find you. Finally find you. And I tried to do like a moment.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And I'm like, look at me. And you're like, what? And I'm like, my outfit, bitch. And you're like, oh my god, it's so you.
No, I didn't say that.
I'm just kidding. No, you liked it. But yeah, no, it wasn't enough of a change that people noticed. But I also think I was just running around like a bumblebee. No one could tell.
I literally felt like I was at an eighth grade dance. You know, like at an eighth grade dance, by the end of the dance, when like everyone's so comfortable with each other that like you're just flailing around. Like, that's how I felt on the dance floor. Like, it was just so much fun.
I want to know.
Yeah.
Did you learn anything from the wedding of things you do or don't want to do for your future princess wedding?
I realized that I want to have, like, I want my cocktail hour to be a fun party. Like, I don't want it to be as stuck up as I envisioned in my head.
Well, I think aesthetically it could be stuck up, but you guys, it doesn't matter where you are, it's who you're with.
Yeah.
In comedy, sometimes they call it alpha laughers, where the crowd will be great if you put in like one or two or three really big laughers, because it kind of teaches everyone around them that like you could let go, you can laugh.
Yeah.
I highly recommend you, if you don't have friends like this right now, you start making them a couple alpha partiers.
Yeah.
I'm lucky that I have a few of them in my life, where one of them, his name is Maurice.
Yep.
He popped his pussy so hard on the dance floor that fucking like uncles started popping their pussy.
Who? Whose uncle was the, he was like an older gentleman, and I'm trying to be as respectful as I can, but he was on the older side of an older gentleman on the dance floor the entire time. I think maybe he was with his daughter or like a like a younger woman, but it wasn't like a romantic younger woman. Like it was with like maybe like a niece or something. I don't know who it was, but he was my vibe for the whole night.
Zaddy. Well, you have to have a token Zaddy on the dance floor.
I have to ask Papa who it was.
But I do think, like, when you're thinking of people to invite for the wedding, let's say you have two people you're equally close to and they're on the fringe, pick the person that's a better, that's better for the party. Because get coffee and drinks and get a dinner with the other person to celebrate.
Right.
This is about good energy.
It was also such a good amount of people. You had 150, and I think that was perfect.
Yeah, like it was still big, but I never felt like I couldn't see everyone.
Yeah.
Which was important to me. I was actually quite the people-pleasing bride, I think. You know, some weddings, the bride is like a celebrity, where like if they even look at you, they kind of look through you because they're so overwhelmed by all the attention.
Yeah.
I was literally like, are you okay? Is everyone okay?
Yeah. You were like, are you like, how was dinner? I was like, I don't know.
You're like, who are you? Can someone tell this girl to leave my table?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/giggly. Hey Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
Some advice for gigglers. We chose our ceremony to be pretty fast and to not do any like quotes. You know that mambo jumbo people do in ceremonies where like you know it's romantic but you space out because the words don't really mean anything? Like when they're like, love is.
Oh, yes. Love is patient. Love is kind.
Yes. Yeah. And you want to have a moment, but I'm telling you, like, we were going to have someone read some like funny quotes or something or someone talk about the longevity of love. It's not
also
necessary.
The guy who officiated your wedding, your family friend.
Yeah.
Also very funny.
So Brittany killed.
He killed. Brittany's,
so he actually saved my life when I was young.
How?
Well, his son would argue that his son saved my we were at the ocean and I, you know when you get like kind of taken by a wave and yeah. I started getting like pulled
like
out
like the undertow yeah
yeah and I was like five and I just didn't say anything and I was just like we're going to Russia
and you're like I'm just gonna drown
like, Hannah's drowning. I wasn't drowning but like I was so far out like it wasn't great and he's mm-hmm. like 6'5" so Bernie literally like ran in and saved me from the undertow.
Oh my god.
So it was kind of a full circle moment having him on the ocean. It was nice having a family friend because when he was saying stuff, like I know he meant it. It wasn't right. like a rant. And you know, sometimes the priests or whoever like make it about them and you're like, yeah. Okay, calm down, Steve. I know this is the one time people are listening to you talk.
Right.
Like call your children sometimes, okay? Right.
Like this is about me. He did an amazing
weird
job.
Jokes. His laughs per minute, we joke, were great. Diz and I got back. We call it the green room. It was the bridal suite. Yeah. We were like, that crowd was hot. Like, that crowd was fucking hot. And then we felt pressure on our speeches to kill. Basically, it was a Hannah. Comedy show.
Okay. Also, this is like so embarrassing to admit. I have been to a lot of weddings like in my lifetime. Some people that I know really well. Sometimes I'm a plus one. I always do like a casual, like my eyes will get like filled up a little and I'm like, this is actually really sweet. And I cried like an actual baby. Like, I what? Cried to Ew. The point. I know.
Literally, I was do that outside.
So Ew. Embarrassed. Craig was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, and I couldn't talk. Like, or else I was like crying more. And I was like, "You don't get it. My best friend is gay." And he was like, "Stop." No, like,
I'm going to cry like a stupid person at your wedding.
He was like, "No, actually, stop. Like, you're kind of loud."
No, and because I couldn't. Don't you have all those little flashbacks of all like the stupid conversations yes! we had about like,
yes.
I hate this. What do I do?
Yes.
And to see like now I'll deal with just, like different shit with just, marriage, but
yeah, but it was also just like it's such a moment of like a new chapter in your life, and it's wild yeah. to like go through that with someone when you've like gone through like the whole old chapter with them, and yeah. like so to watch them like go into a new moment in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And you're like a bystander. Like, it's a crazy feeling.
You're so right. And also, I'm such a cynic. Like, even the day of, I was like, so I'm spending all this money for fucking 5 hours mm-hmm. and then it's over and it's just like a party. Like, is this worth it?
Yeah.
But as you're in it, it really is about like this community of people around you
that love you guys so much.
That love you. And they're always going to have this memory. Like, whenever they see you, they're going to be like, oh, the wedding was so fun. And it's like letting everyone, it is kind of like you're arriving as like an official couple.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of people got married this weekend. Shall we discuss?
Courtney and Trav,
they did it cool.
I mean, but it was like this. Okay, so they got married once in Vegas that like didn't count, and then this was just like a courthouse.
Do you think they're gonna have like another huge ceremony, or they're like,
I don't know. The thing I find extremely interesting about, because have you been watching Kardashians on Hulu?
No.
I just find,
but I'm interested. I want to know the tea.
I think that they, like, obviously are very much in love and, like, a very meant-to-be couple. The thing I just find so weird, but I feel like now I can sense that, like, every Kardashian has kind of done it. Like, when Kim started dating and marrying Kanye, she became, like, she changed her whole wardrobe. Like, she was very, a lot more, like, into fashion, into things that, like, people weren't really wearing. Like, she set the trends. Kourtney is legitimately, like, a punk rocker. And I'm just like, I've never seen this energy from you. And I just think it's like very interesting.
Yeah, she gave like granola mom energy before.
Yeah, she gave crunchy granola before. She gave veganism. And now she's giving like red flowers and like black leather jackets.
Do you think she eats differently with him?
No, because I think he's a vegan too.
Oh, that's fun.
So that's nice.
I feel like... There has to be a vegan dating app. You can't date a non-vegan when you're vegan.
I feel like
because they like judge you.
But then like, okay, now I'm like relating it back to the other royal wedding that happened this weekend. Like, you and Des are so similar. Like, you make sense. Like, when you watch you two as a couple, like, it very much makes sense. Like, you're both very funny, but you both play off of each other. Where like, I feel like she has now changed like her whole aesthetic. I don't know.
It's also so hard because they're so famous that it becomes like, is this just a PR play? Like, she's still herself, but like the whole fashion thing is a PR right. play for them to get attention.
Yeah, it's just like interesting. I'm like, you've never worn like all black and like had red roses everywhere and like worn like a cross chain.
Well, for example, it's like, Pam and Tommy Lee, like, Pam didn't turn into a rock star. She was Pam. He was Tommy Lee.
Right.
And it was, like, fun. But, yeah, I'm interested to see if she'll be, like, 60 years old and still wearing, like, punk
and
rock
he,
shit.
I didn't really realize, like, he's tatted all over. Like, his head.
He makes Pete Davidson look like a newborn baby.
Yeah, like, it's just very, very interesting. Who was the other couple that got married that you were talking about?
Stassi and Bo.
Oh yeah, Stassi and Bo. They had their wedding looked very pretty.
So their wedding was definitely like a very different vibe than ours, where everyone got to go on vacation to Rome for yep. a week. She had like a fun little bachelorette like a couple days before, and I mean, she looks stunning. She looked gorgeous. And then she gets to run around with Bo and Hartford.
Yep.
in Rome. So it was kind of like a honeymoon, bachelorette, all in one.
Yeah.
I just know that they had to postpone their wedding and have a lot of changes. So it was nice to see all these people who had to postpone their wedding.
I think her wedding dress was spectacular.
It was spectacular. Oh, yeah. You made a really funny comment.
What did I say?
You called her like
it's giving Italian princess.
Italian princess.
Her wedding aesthetic is very similar to what I want.
Ooh.
Like she did like the whole castle vibe that I'm looking for. Katie's dress was phenomenal. And she gave like
Katie's dress was gorgeous. A little close to white.
It was gold. But I feel like she was the maid of honor. Sierra wore a bathing suit to yours.
A thong bathing suit she did. She had it was floss. She wore floss to my wedding, you guys. I was joking about the Katie thing because the only like real rule in any wedding is like the bride wears white.
Yeah.
So in my rehearsal dinner, Dez's 13-year-old cousin showed up with a white shirt and I took him to the side and I say, hey, motherfucker, you want to play Fortnite again? Don't show up at my fucking rehearsal dinner with a white shirt trying to make this about you. No fucking Netflix for a week. I'll take your iPad, you little bitch.
He's like, I'm 7 and my mom put me in this.
He was like, Mom, can you go pick me up? And then I was like, love you.
And you may call me Aunt Hannah. Wait, are you an aunt?
I'm an aunt to two really, really cute nephews that Dez has. They're so cute.
How old are they?
I believe like 10 and 13.
Are they going to call you Aunt Hannah or are they going to call you Hannah?
He was really cute. He was calling me aunt before we got married.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Well, we didn't meet them for a while during COVID and finally we meet them and Connor goes in the back and he goes, I was beginning to think you didn't exist. And I was like, oh my God, I love you. I'm obsessed with you. I want to put you in my little pocket. And they found out that I played Pokemon growing up. And they lost their minds because in their head, like Dez is in his 40s. He's always their older uncle. And he's like, you're too young to be with Dez. And I go, when you're older, you'll get it.
That's amazing. Also, the Irish accents.
Did you love?
Chef's kiss. I loved
them. There were a couple single Irish guys there.
I was looking during the wedding ceremony and I was like, this is like a very good looking family that Desmond has. Like all the guys on his side, like, I don't know. Some of them I think were like his high school friends. Yeah. And then others were his like Queen's friends. What song did you walk into?
Down the Aisle was the instrumental of the Bee Gees. How Deep Is Your Love?
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
Thank you. And then I don't even remember. It was supposed to be the classic song after getting married. Wedding March was like, da, 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 yeah, da, yeah, da, yeah. We did that. And then.
No, what song did you walk into the reception
to? We walked into Nelly. No, not Nelly. LL Cool J doing it. Because the line is. Raised out of Queens. She came from Brooklyn. I forget
also,
the exact line, but
the
it's about
music,
Brooklyn and Queens.
The music when like the guests were taking their seats on the beach was straight up rap music and it was amazing. Like
that was my playlist. That was my playlist.
Like Justin Bieber Yummy came on.
It was like, oh my God, yes! Okay, we got this. This DJ was amazing, DJ Krista, and I gave her like all these playlists and I didn't run them by Dez and I was like, this is the fucking party. Okay? And at one point Dez was like, should we do some more traditional songs so like older people will enjoy it? I go, older people pop their pussy too, okay?
Yeah.
Like, no, we had a Frank Sinatra song.
Yeah, during dinner there was like a Frank
like
Sinatra song.
My Nan and Papa.
Everyone was dancing.
Dez and I occasionally would go in the bridal suite to relax together, but then a song would start playing and I'd be like, be right back, and I'd run out and like shake my ass and then come back.
It was amazing.
Thank you.
Well, okay, here's another thing. Usually I am all about looking at the groom when the bride is walking down the aisle. Dez escaped my mind. I didn't even glance up there. Like I like forgot that he was there. And I just watched you walk down the entire time, so I couldn't even tell if he had cried when he first saw you, but he cried at the very end when it was like, you're married. He started crying.
Yeah.
And I was like,
his eyes were watering, but he kept whispering me, he goes, are you cold? Because it was cold. And then I was kind of like adrenaline shivering.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, look good for the fucking photo. I do have to say my walk down was quite stressful because I was like in the sand.
Yeah.
And then my dad kept literally stepping on my dress. And yep. I was like, Dad, you have one job. And then I'm supposed to give the bouquet to my mom. That's all I was focusing on. So I didn't even like say goodbye to my parents. I just was like, here's the bouquet.
Yep.
And then my hair was flipped over. Like I looked like Donald Trump. And you guys, actually, I looked over to you and you were like, fix your hair. And I fixed my hair. Thank God. If my hair looked weird the whole ceremony, I would have made us redo it.
That's why you have fake bridesmaids.
That's what fake bridesmaids are for. And that's what
they
do.
They tell you things from the audience.
I thought the ceremony would be so easy. Like, I was in the green room, I call it, and I'm like, I do an hour of stand-up. I'm not nervous for a 10-minute ceremony. Once I got up there, the adrenaline hit me so fast. Like, I was like, oh, this is a moment.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, life's intense moments. Like, you feel the weight of it. And yeah, it was fun. I thought marriage was like anti-feminist, but like honestly, recommend it.
It was fun, and we'll probably
like 4 stars.
Yeah,
hopefully I don't do it too many times again.
Right, but
we'll see. I mean,
we are doing a yearly Salami Squad trip, though. Like yes. Non-negotiable.
Salami Squad minus Taylor Strucker was out to play.
I know. And Becca already locked us down for 2024 Arkansas in April because there is a lunar eclipse and she wants us there for it.
And Salami Squad takes Arkansas. So you guys, so Little Rock out. Is lit. Little Rock is lit and they're yeah. so funny. I also, the Gigglers were cracking me up because I posted my first photos. There was drama that I was shadow banned.
Yeah.
Who knows? I could Who be. Knows? It's like it's Mercury's in retrograde, so we've accepted.
We just like we don't care. We're living our lives. We don't care.
If I'm shadow banned, I was meant to be shadow
Report
banned.
Report us. We don't care. Like yeah.
Delete my fucking Instagram.
Honestly, do me a favor and just delete it.
But there were some trolls who were like, "How could you not post your husband in your first photo?" And then the Gigglers were like, she's hiding him from his second family, duh.
How do you not
she's
know
that? She's protecting
this?
Him from his second family.
His family's in Ireland. He has 4 kids and a dog. We've talked about this.
Someone asked me. I was like, don't forget the pet. There's a pet. Oh, my God. Well, also who got married? Jojo Fletcher. Jojo Fletcher from The Bachelor. You haven't followed that
I'm not a Bachelor girl.
I guess when people from The Bachelor actually get married, there's always something like.
Did she marry someone from The Bachelor?
Yeah, the guy. Oh. She was the Bachelorette. Is his name Jordan Rogers? He's Aaron Rogers' brother.
Wow. Have
That's you heard of this couple at all?
Not at all. Not one time. Oh my God.
She's so cute. She's doing really well at like hosting and shit like that. And he's.
It's literally like the only show I've just never been able to get into. I don't know why.
I got into it because my roommates in college were into it and we watched it like a sport. But to be honest, it's so many hours of the week that I had to like.
Yeah, they're on like 3 nights a week, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, and it's like 2 hour episodes. So like, honestly, I stopped doing my job. I was like,
yeah, it's too much.
It affected my relationships.
And everyone has the same name. I'm like, I can't keep Ashley S and Ashley T like apart. Oh like, I don't know.
Lauren A and Lauren C. You can't. Did you like the burrata appetizer? Do you remember?
So amazing. Yes, I do remember the burrata. Okay, because I have a bone to pick.
Oh, no. Not another bone.
So our table was basically Salami Squad and Marcella. So the appetizers come and me and Sierra are like jacked up for the burrata. We're talking about it. Everything is a cheese conversation right now. Marcella goes, I don't really like burrata. And we all just like stopped and looked. And even Haley was like, excuse me?
Did you see him in court?
Literally, it wasn't even a see you in court thing. It was immediate jail time.
You're
just
done.
Immediate.
You're done.
Yeah. Like, what is
wait,
your
wait,
sentence?
Wait. Did he explain why? Like, did he have a traumatic experience where he like almost drowned in cheese in his past? Because like that's.
We didn't even ask a follow-up question because we were so taken aback. Because then he said, the next sentence that he said was so, I don't even know if I can speak to him again. He
I'm
said,
so sorry this happened.
I was like, at my best
Thanks
friend's
for not
wedding.
Telling me, 'cause I would have been I would have been really upset. Thank you for hiding this from me.
This man turned to the table and said, I'm not really a cheese person in general.
Oh.
And
oh, so he's ill. He's emotionally ill.
I said, you're out of the Salami Squad. Immediate dismissal. Start writing your apology to the Academy because this is just.
I don't even know what burrata tastes like even. It's just the act of like cutting it open is so sexual. It's like.
It's the texture. It's the whole thing. It's just. I was like, oh my God. And then I never spoke to him again.
You're like, and I never will. And you blocked him, and he's no. Wow.
Oh my god. And I didn't see him for the rest of the wedding.
Yeah. Don't ruin the mood. Like, you can't even trust him anymore. I literally can't trust that
kid.
I
was like, I thought I knew you, and I don't.
Some fun tea from the wedding. Because everyone's kind of existing, and you obviously don't want to tell the bride, like, the stupid details.
Yeah.
But I, like, wanted drama. Like, I wanted things happening. I wanted people whispering. Early on, an Irish guy got a blowjob from one of my friends.
As he should.
After the cocktail party, they, like, went on the beach and did it, came back, and it spread so quick.
It spread, like, rapidly. It spread like
chlamydia.
No, it literally did. It was like she swallowed. We all knew. Like it was.
We felt it.
Yeah, we were like, someone's having sex.
What was
sex
so
right
funny?
Now.
I was talking about it with Des in the car, and he was like, "Did that girl realize she immediately made that man a legend?" And I'm like, one girl who's having, like, she's a little bored. Like, she was having a bored day, and he's a legend now.
I'm pretty sure she spotted him too. At the cocktail hour, like, she clocked him, and I was like, I can't wait to see what happens on the dance floor. And then I never saw them.
She's not in the Salami Squad.
Yeah,
but she might be in the future.
Yeah,
I think people guessing.
I think she might get the Little Rock invite based on that performance.
She's at least
alone.
The pepperoni.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait, Salami Squad is a cult now.
Shoot, we keep doing that.
Like, we want a full salami.
We keep starting cults. It's so accidental, but, like, not really.
I mean, if you have so many cults, it's like, is it even a cult?
Right. Is it?
Because if it's one cult, like, bad things can happen. But if it's multiple cults, it's, like, just fun.
Also,
like,
for the gigglers, Hannah did a shout out to Dope Documentaries in her wedding speech. I forget the context, but you did say Dope Documentaries. Or maybe it was your mom.
I think it might have been my mom.
I think it was your mom now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. In a haze of whiskey sours, I do remember that.
So are you going to continue drinking whiskey
sours? I think so.
There's also another drink that's, like, kind of sweet. It's like a whiskey and something, but have you ever drank whiskey?
I don't think so.
It's a brown liqueur.
I know. Well, here's the thing. I can't drink tequila anymore. I can't even smell it.
Oh.
So, like, and, like, vodka, like, is just doesn't really do it for me. Mm. And I was going to get a spicy margarita, but then when I heard whiskey sour, I was like, I'll just, like, see what that's about.
That's literally amazing.
Yeah.
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorne. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the Sleepy Time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorne makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorne, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorne is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers,
47,000 healthcare professionals and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/gigglysquad and use code GigglySquad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/gigglysquad, code GigglySquad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/gigglysquad, code GigglySquad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
And now a final shout out. My Sunday, you had to leave to go to Charleston, but Saturday. What is fun about having a Friday wedding is you literally have a party the whole weekend, because the next day, a giggler reached out to me. Mm-hmm. It's called At the Treatery, L.I., like Long Island Treatery. And she basically had, during the pandemic, she quit whatever job she had. And with the money she had, she bought a truck. And it's not like a gross truck. It's like a cool vintage truck, like light blue. And she started
I thought it was pink.
Food. It might have been pink.
Yeah.
details are not my forte. So
admin this is admin, not something that you do.
Why don't you just enjoy the fucking story?
Yes.
So she basically was like, Hannah, I have this truck. And I'm like, well, we have plenty of food at the wedding. I go, what about the next day? We get there.
That dress was so cute too.
Paige, she made Bloody Marys, spiked coffee with whipped cream, like Kahlua, some other thing. I couldn't look at the alcohol, so I couldn't tell you all of it. And then she had grilled cheese, lobster rolls, pulled pork grilled cheese. And then she had this thing, she's going to kill me, I forgot what it's called, but it's a donut that's hot with cold ice cream inside.
Oh my
cookies.
God, this woman.
It was incredible. And then we ate all of that. And then Dez's cousins from Queens came over to our house and continued to drink and party until around 9 p.m.
Did you get my curling iron from the house that we got ready at?
That is admin.
I left my curling iron.
My mom definitely has it. Oh my God, I'm sad. I just realized I'm not the bride anymore, so I can't be a cunt.
It's over.
Because I'd love to be like, how dare you ask the bride to do you a favor? But now... Haley's getting married now. Someone be Haley's bitch. But
Haley's doing her bachelorette in Charleston, and we're going.
Wait, can you come?
You're
going to be there regardless.
I'm going. I don't care. It's in July, and I'm going.
Oh my
There's
God.
There's no
so
way
excited.
I'm fucking missing Haley's
bachelorette.
Bachelorette
in Charleston.
She has 18 people. I said I will not be staying at the home. That's insane.
Haley has so many friends. It's exhausting.
I'm like, I don't even know 18 people. She's like, I know, and I had to cut it down. I was like, what was it before? She's like, well, it was 25, and then a few girls can't come. And I was like, you're an insane person.
No, she. That's what happens when you're so nice. She has so many friends.
She's so nice.
Oh, God.
I was like, be a bitch for a minute. She's like, no, I can't.
I hope her and Raquel met. It might have been too much sunshine, though. No, it might have been too blinded people.
Too many rainbows. Too many sunshine. We need to make sure they never meet.
Two positives make a negative. Let's keep them away from each other.
Yeah, we can't.
Brock and Sheena. Brock was one of the MVPs. Like, Sheena's down for everything and always fun, but like, Brock was on the dance floor. And one time he was like manhandling me, spinning me. He's like, let me lead.
They're such a cute couple. They're such a good looking couple too. Also, I'm pretty sure MJ fell on the beach when we were all taking our seats. Oh my God, she did.
MJ fell and was in the back. And at one point she was like yelling during the ceremony, but like hype girl, like so funny. And I go, does anyone know who that woman is? Like, I was literally making side comments at my ceremony. But the crowd was hot.
No, the crowd was heckling too. The crowd was like involved.
Fully. I got heckled on my own fucking summer. Also, I was getting roasted in the speeches. Like, at one point, Marcelo looked at me and was like, oh my God.
No, your mom roasted you at one point.
Roasted. And she was like, remember when you were single during quarantine? You were talking to some guys who were.
And she was like, we were all really worried. We didn't say anything. So we're just like so happy our prayers worked. And it was amazing.
My mom mentioned our beautiful psychic in the speech.
Yep.
I don't know if people know the full story, but our psychic messaged me because I was like, hey, I'm talking to these guys and it's feeling bad. It's feeling toxic. It's feeling super weird. And she was like, your soulmate's walking towards you. And I was like, sweetheart, I know you're psychic, but I'm on an island. How the fuck are they getting to me with my parents? How are they walking towards me? And I'm also about to film a reality show that no one's allowed because it's COVID. We're stuck there. And I'm not going to be in a good mood the whole time. And she was like, he's walking towards you. And then Des DM'd me and I was like,
isn't that crazy?
I do think subconsciously, like, I really like believed it.
Yeah, the universe works in insane ways, and like what's meant to be will just be, because there was in no right way that you and Des like should have met. Like, we were in the middle of quarantine.
He lives in Ireland.
Yeah, like there's just no plausible way, and like what's supposed to happen will happen.
But for all those girls who are listening who are single right now, one, we're decentering men from our lives,
right?
Two, it takes one person.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I'm going to use a surfing reference, which is weird. Okay. I don't
interesting.
Surf,
this is you a don't surf. Ski pod.
But when you surf, this is a skiing pod. But we're always evolving and growing and learning and realizing things. True. When you surf, it's really hard. But when you actually catch a wave, like the right wave, you just flow. So if you're, and I'm not trying to tell everyone to break up with their boyfriends because we've done that before. If you're fucking fighting something right now and it just feels wrong, just know it just takes one moment. Like, if you're sitting there looking at your timeline and being like, oh, I have to meet someone. No. It's going to happen. And in one day, your life's going to change. But it takes you being fully, like, happy with life in general. Like, people go, like, you have to love yourself. It's more like you have to be happy with life. Because if you're depressed and you're too anxious to, like, function, which, like, I've been in those places, you're not capable of enjoying anything with anyone.
Immediately making merch of you riding a wave.
Oh my God, our summer series.
Our summer series. This is now, we're switching seasons. This is now a surf podcast.
Why do I feel like we have to pitch Salami Squad as a show now? Like, all the girls together are so funny.
No, like, we should have a television show where we just go to different people's bachelorette parties. And that's just what it is. Like, you can hire Salami Squad to be your bachelorette party and we will have the best time.
That is so dangerous. People were sending me this video of two types of bachelorette parties, and it was like all these like girly girls having fun and then everyone dressing up as Guy Fieri, and they were like, how are both of these together, the Salami Squad? And I was like, it's true. One of my favorite memories of the getting ready day was all the girls were so cute. I was getting my makeup done and they all were around this table with their little sets of makeup in front of them and mirrors, and they're going through their makeup routines. Paige is like pulling out, like, she's like doing the geisha on her face. She's spraying shit. She's bringing out things I've never seen before. Whatever the fuck it is. She was doing feng shui on her face. And then Becca is sitting there with just a brush, pretending she's doing something to her
face. And me and Sierra were like telling her the next step to do. And at one point you looked at her and you were like, Becca, do you even have anything more to do to your face? Or are you just sitting there because all the girls keep putting on more makeup?
And she was like putting like sparkles, like, I'm just glitter.
I was so, like, I need a YouTube. We need a YouTube segment where we just give Becca makeup products and we see what she does with them.
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, this was the wedding episode. The recap was chaotic, but you knew it would be.
Yep.
I'm so happy for one being so supportive of me finding love. Ew, I hate that.
Ew.
But supportive of my wedding in general, of the planning and the process. And next episode, we'll start planning pages.
Please stop it.
Sorry. No pressure. But you did catch the bouquet, so everyone's kind of like, so.
Yeah, true. That's so true.
Anyway, guys, catch us on YouTube. Catch us on Instagram if you could find our profiles. Actually, that's fun for us. It's like a scavenger hunt. Can you find Hannah and Paige on Instagram? I don't know. Who knows? Follow us on Giggly Squad. And we love you all so much.
Thanks for giggling with us today.
Giggle with you later. Bye.